What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast number 202, Choosing Your Legacy by Quitting Athletic Training. This week, we are talking with Todd Walstead. He is an elementary PE teacher now. And we are also talking with Brandon Strode. He is a currently an athletic trainer in Huntsville, Alabama. And obviously, we're going to be talking about possibly quitting athletic training and making a tough choice. So we're going to find out how he came up to this choice and looking back on it, you know, would he make the same choice like that? So Todd's going to talk to us about what he did, and then Brandon's going to work through some of the questions that he has about the upcoming decision he has about choosing a different career path. So I am your host, Jeremy Jackson. Sitting right beside me, I've got
Tiana.
All right. So we forgot that we messed it up there. I'm your host, Jeremy Jackson. And sitting right beside me is
Daniela,
Joshua,
Juanita,
Tiana.
Oh, we forgot to turn all the mics on. You can join our conversation on sportsmedicinebroadcast.com. And this one is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/legacy. L-E-G-A-C-Y. Legacy. That'll be where this one is posted eventually. Sportsmedicinebroadcast.com. Legacy. So check it out. And you can find out more from Todd and Brandon. Without much further ado, we're going to get right to our guest, Tiana.
Todd, can you give us a short history of your athletic training story?
As far as where I began and back to the beginning?
Yeah.
I go way back where sports medicine in the colleges weren't quite as prevalent. And even coming out of high school, I wasn't sure, you know, what I was planning on doing because I came from a very small town. Once I did go through college, do you want to know what my college background is, or do you want
Sure. This helps us just understand who you are and then how you're getting to the decision that we're talking about today.
Yeah. So came from a small town, had a coach that was interested in me working for him at a junior college. He suggested I attend a student trainer clinic that was sponsored by Kramer, and went to that and kind of caught the bug. And so I started working at a junior college with some coaches. From there, I realized I needed to move on to a four-year school with a trainer that was certified. Once I was able to do that, I went to a small four-year school and transferred to the University of Kansas. Once I graduated there, I realized, you know, moving on to a higher degree was probably help me. So I got my master's at Indiana State in Terre Haute, Indiana, and got out. I had someone that I was interested in possibly marrying, and so she lived in Kansas City. So I worked in a physical therapy clinic in Kansas City. But what's interesting is when I got out, sports medicine up in the Midwest was not as known. And so finding a job at a high school was tough. I mean, I worked my tail off trying to find a job up in that Midwest area because I thought I was probably going to get married and settle down up there. That didn't work out. I worked at a physical therapy clinic for about 2 years. It was a great experience. And then I had a friend I went to graduate school with who was working in El Paso, Texas. I was interested in possibly going to Texas. So I ended up moving to El Paso. They hired me, liked what I had to offer them. Went to El Paso, was there for 5 years. And then for different reasons, I moved and came to Houston. And I've been here ever since in 1990. When I came to Houston was with Memorial High School, which is a Spring Branch school. And I still work in Spring Branch. The elementary school that I work with, Edgewood, is a feeder school of not Memorial, but another school in our district.
Does that help you a little bit? You said 1990 you came to Houston. So
yes.
Was that roughly, and how long have you been doing your current job?
I have now been 8 years at Edgewood, and I worked for Memorial High School for 18 years.
18 years.
Yeah, 18 years, yeah.
All right, so 18 years in that one high school. And so, obviously, we're going to talk more about the decision, but let's hear from Brandon a little bit. Brandon, what is your athletic training story?
Well, I went to, when I was in high school, I did a tech school for a while and got really into graphic arts, graphic design. While I was a senior, I did an internship where instead of going to class the first 3 or 4 hours of the day, I actually went to a job and worked. I realized doing that, as much as I enjoyed it, I could not sit at a desk. Like 4 hours sitting at a desk, staring at a computer was brutal. That put me in the mindset where, I've got to start looking for something that's not a desk job, something that's fun, you know, something that gets me out. I'd always been an athlete. I was interested in a school for track to go and continue running in college. And when I went for a show day, kind of look at the school, they had all the programs out, and athletic training was one of the tables. And I was like, we've got a guy that comes to our school 2 days a week, in a van, shows up for about an hour and a half, checks on kids, and kind of rolls out. So that might be something kind of neat to get into, where I could be at a school and help kids. And so I talked with the athletic training department head, and they said it's a fun degree. It's something that if you're interested, you need to start early, because if you don't get in it early, you kind of get behind. So I started in it as a freshman, and after about, we were on trimesters. After two trimesters, I knew that's what I wanted to do, something where I could be involved with sports and athletics and outside and not kind of cooped up at a desk. So I did that. I thought I wanted to work at a high school. So towards the end of my junior and senior year, I started taking education classes. At that time in Illinois, was where I went to school. If you wanted to be a high school athletic trainer, most of them were PE teachers first, and then you were an athletic trainer kind of as a stipend. So I decided to go to grad school to get my education degree. And when I moved down here to Alabama to pursue that education degree as a graduate assistant, after 1 year, this job at a high school came open, and it was hard to turn down a full-time job at a high school with no teaching responsibilities. So I did that, moved into that job is pretty much as soon as I got certified, and have been here ever since. I'm working this is my 10th year at Columbia High School, my 10th year with the hospital. That's kind of it.
All right. So Brandon, right there, you have with you one of your sons, I think you said your 3-year-old son.
Yeah. My 3-year-old is with me today. Huntsville does this weird thing where they, we don't get a lot of snow down here, but usually we miss school about 3 or 4 days every winter because of snow. So they put these snow days in the schedule, and if they don't use them, if we don't miss school because of snow, then the kids just get the day off. So today is a snow day here in Huntsville, so I have no school today, but that means practices are kind of scattered through today. So I had a baseball team was up here a little bit ago. Tennis is actually around the corner from me right now. And so since it's a decent day out, I brought my son with me so that we could kind of play around and spend some father-son time, since a lot of time I don't get to do that. He's at daycare. So, yeah, I got my 3-year-old hanging out at tennis practice with me today.
All right. So tell me about the rest of your family.
My wife is a teacher. We actually met. She coached here at the high school. I got in. The school I'm at is actually 11 years old, so I was not here the very first year, but I've been here since that. She was a brand new coach here at the school, and we were both young, and I didn't know anybody. I was from out of state, so I spent a lot of time hanging out with her and her friends, and things kind of grew from there. And she no longer coaches here. She's with our son. She's kind of got out of coaching, but so we met here. Now we've been married 7 years. We've got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
All right, Todd, tell me about your family.
My son and daughter are in high school now. My son just turned 17 yesterday, as a matter of fact. He's a junior. My daughter's a freshman. They're both in Spring Branch schools here in Houston. They're not athletic-minded like me, which is kind of interesting. I guess they follow after their mom. Quinn's in marching band, and my daughter's in theater and music, and they do some other things as well. They're both in scouting. So we're pretty busy. We're pretty busy here.
Okay. All right, so now we kind of understand who you are, where you came from, and your family. And so, Todd, when did you start thinking about switching jobs?
Yes, I had to think about that. I think it was probably just roughly around 2006 is when I got serious about it. I had probably had thoughts of it earlier. What was probably happening is when I was coming home and I'd ask my wife what was going on that day, and she would tell me, and I'd ask the kids, and of course they'd already told mom what they'd been doing, and I was kind of second news, and I kind of noticed, like, well, I keep missing all this stuff and what's going on in their life. And I thought, okay, I can still handle this, you know. And I'm guessing, like, in 2006, my son and daughter were like 7 and 5, which was 10 years ago. And so they're not quite as busy at that age. And so I was still comfortable with working at the high school level. But it seemed like each year that was going by, I was starting to see that if I didn't at least start to investigate what my options were, that by the time they were in middle school and they were really active, that, hey, I might start missing some things. So I thought maybe I should at least investigate this and check it out and see if there's options for me.
All right. So you said sometime around elementary school, you decided we need to kind of look into this and see. All right. Brandon, when did this idea kind of come up for you?
You know, it was probably a couple years after my wife and I had been married. You know, she knew what I did when we were dating, when we were engaged, even right after we got married. And a lot of times it wasn't a big deal because she was coaching. So, I mean, she was here. Or close by. So our schedules were really pretty similar. And as we started thinking family and you know, there's always one or two times a year, especially spring, when you got three or four sports going on. And as a hospital system, we cover, you know, there's a town lacrosse league, and there's some other things outside of our own high schools that the hospital covers. So when things get busy on the weekend and there's tournaments and sports, sometimes you're kind of forced into covering something on a weekend, whether it's your school or not, because we want to keep everything covered. And every now and then, when I have to miss a Saturday or I have an evening, you know, she would kind of get upset about it. And after a few of these arguments, you know, years in a row, it kind of became, you know, maybe I need to start looking, and especially when we started talking family. So we had probably been married about 3 years when I started to think I probably ought to look at some other options. Now with my son being three, almost four, he starts actually soccer in 2 weeks now. He's going to be four on his birthday. And so, you know, I'm like Todd was saying, you know, right now it's not too big a deal because he, you know, if he does something, it's one day a week, and I don't mind missing practice, but he's not going to go to school where I work, and I just know that down the line somewhere I'm not going to be okay missing some of the things that I'm going to have to miss. So probably about the last 3 years have really kind of just started putting some feelers out there, talking to, you know, as an athletic trainer, you meet a lot of people that are in jobs that used to be athletic trainers or you know, that kind of nature. And so when I get a chance, I try and pick somebody's brain and just, you know, ask them questions like this, you know, why did you think about getting out of it? What is your new job like? How does it compare, you know, to athletic training? And, you know, it's a job that I love, but I know eventually the hours, you know, missing all this family time. I get home and my one-year-old is already in bed, and I get home in time to read a book to my three-year-old, and then we crash out. So there's some days where it's really hard. Yeah, as they grow, it gets a little more intense.
All right, so Todd, when you were full-time there at Spring Branch Memorial, were you teaching sports medicine? Were you teaching during the day and then had after-school responsibility as well? Was there one, two, three of you there at the high school?
Good question. My first 8 years, I was solo, ran the show by myself, and I was also teaching two classroom classes, so I was either teaching health or health fitness, and then I had my sports medicine classes through the day that followed. Made it very difficult because I'm in charge, of course, of paperwork and filing and everything that you do to manage, you know, the sports medicine end of each athlete that comes through. And so, you know, I'd lose time just because I was in the classroom, and I kept thinking, other school districts had at least two trainers, and here I was one and still battling in the classroom. And I thought, we kept asking our athletic director, could we make a change? And it took forever and ever. And finally, I think it was 1998, we finally got a second trainer. And that trainer was teaching a few classes and then helped with our sports medicine classes. And at that time, then I got to leave my classroom classes. And so I was full-time managing all of the red tape that goes with managing a training room, which was very helpful. And it made it much more manageable, because when you're solo, it's even more intense. And I can understand where Brandon's at in that situation.
All right. So, Brandon, you said no teaching responsibilities. Does that mean you show up at, 2 o'clock and on a regular school day, or what does that look like?
Just about that. This year we have changed. My school has been through multiple principals in the last few years. It's kind of a city superintendent thing. The city system does some weird thing. They kind of rotate. So it seems like every couple of years we go through a different class schedule and block schedule. This year and last year, we're on a 4-block schedule, and they've given us finally in the last 2 years an athletic period. So it used to be I didn't need to be here until school was out, so I would usually come in about 2 o'clock, give myself about an hour to get, field prep or paperwork started or done or whatever I needed to do before school got out and it got a little busy. Now with an athletic period, they start about 1:30. And so my football team usually just does weights, so they don't do anything too intense. But during basketball season, I always had basketball. So this year, I usually get here about between 12:30 and 1 to get some stuff started and get basketball practicing. And then once they get started, I can get, paperwork and some things like that done. But, yeah, so I don't have to be here till about 1:30, which is nice. It gives me some time during the day to get things done around the house, with my wife. Having both boys in the evening, I like to try and do some things to help her have less on her plate.
Gotcha. Okay, so the topic again is making the decision to leave athletic training. So, Todd, what went into making this decision?
Well, of course, I certainly talked to my wife, and the first thing that comes to your mind is the finance end of it, because I get a salary. Because I was a teaching salary, and then I also had a stipend as an athletic trainer, and I knew I was going to lose that stipend if I was teaching only. Kind of a neat thing or a bonus for me is our district had been contracting trainers to cover a lot of their middle school activities, and they said, hey, if you're interested, if you think you have the time, we'd love to have you work with our middle school campuses. So it's not so much practice type things that I work, but they really, really wanted someone there for competition where things were a little more intense. So I kind of took that on. So during the fall season, there's an 8-week football season for the middle school guys. And it's kind of cool because I get to meet all the middle school coaches in our district. And they placed me at a stadium called Grove Stadium. And I worked there 2 games a week. The high school crew, the trainers I work with in the district, they're very nice. They kind of know my situation. And one of the trainers is in charge of, contacting trainers when they get behind. Sometimes they'll have a big tournament and they'll say, hey, can you work a tournament this weekend? If it looks good for me, I work it. If my son has a Boy Scout weekend and we're doing camping and I'm pretty involved with that Boy Scout troop, then I typically don't have a lot of weekend stuff, but if they say, hey, can you work a volleyball thing? If I've got something like a camp out, I just say, this weekend is not going to work, but I probably accommodate them more than half the time if they call and say, hey, can you help us at the high school level? And because they get pretty intense there, as you know, and I'll pick up some slack for them that way. So the bonus for me was I was able to reduce my schedule, but still keep my foot in the athletic training world. So that's been a nice thing for me.
Okay, so finances was one of the biggest things for you?
Yeah, I mean, you worry about that because, when you're on a family budget, you realize, okay, if I stop, how are we going to do? And so part of the decision was faith that we would make it work out. My wife said she would understand. And if she works a part-time job, we've For a while there, she wasn't working at all, so it was just I was the breadwinner, and when my daughter became a kindergartner around five, then we started thinking a little more seriously. Maybe we could make this work because she was bringing in a little bit of money, and so between the two of us, we thought maybe we can make this work. You know, I wasn't even sure if I was stepping away from training totally. With our district being big enough where we have four high schools and seven or eight middle schools, my impression was that they still might be able to use me someplace. I really tried to stay at Memorial High School as maybe just a faculty teacher, but there's a lot of teachers that really don't move from that school. And so I kind of figured out pretty quickly that I needed to stay in district and find a new campus. And fortunately, and it didn't happen right away, it took me about 2 years before something opened up and I had a principal that was interested in me, and here I am at Edgewood Elementary.
All right, so Brandon, what are some of the things that are going into, or are you, some of the things that you're considering as you're looking to make a move?
I had thought about getting back into teaching. I've got half the classes. I'd taken in grad school a year's worth of education classes, and I substitute teach here at the school occasionally for our football coach or our basketball coach because they have athletic periods. So that gives me, I'm in the building for a little bit of the day, then I'm free when I need to be covering. And it just, to do athletic training and teaching, I knew that wasn't going to work. That's a really long day. You miss a whole lot. I thought about going back into teaching, but I really would like to be able to use my degree. I mean, 4 years of school and all the years of, experience, I want to be able to use what I know, rather than to try and switch and do something completely different. So I've tried to look into, different jobs where I can, keep my certification, use my knowledge as an athletic trainer of the body, and then kind of like Todd was saying, the hospital system hires a few athletic trainers, PRN, when we have big tournaments or we just get slammed with people with stuff going on to where we can cover stuff. So I would hope that I can, I will keep up my certification and be able to help out and still stay in athletic training, even though my career may not be eventually.
So Todd, one of the things you said, you were basically full time in the athletic training room. Did that afford you an opportunity to, if you needed to stay home in the morning and then show up a little later, that you could do that, or you had to be in the training room because you had athletics going on during the day?
Yeah, I didn't have the flexibility in the morning. I reported to school like any faculty person. As a matter of fact, I was there before most because we did morning treatments. We did morning treatments, and so I was there for that. And then we probably have more athletic classes than maybe Alabama. So we might have freshman football in the morning sometimes, or we might have basketball. It could be different things. So that was going on. So I started at the beginning of the day, and so our district kind of had it mapped out where I was getting a teaching stipend as well as an athletic training stipend.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And right. There are some schools in Alabama, some of the bigger schools, they'll do that. They'll have, football might go in the morning, volleyball might go second period. My school is, I'm at a middle-sized school without huge athletic programs, so we really just have the one period. But yeah, I get that. If you're having to go back all day for practices all day, yeah, that makes it really hard.
Yeah.
So I know here there's two of us and we only teach sports medicine. So if I needed to, it's pretty easy for me to, I could have honestly, just left today right after the podcast or right after this class, or, with Bill being here, if I needed to leave right at half day, which is, 10:30 or 10:45, then that's easy for me to do, because we're both here, because we're both teaching just sports medicine. Because that's one of the things I have considered, taking a different job, because since I think February 1, every single Saturday there has been something. So here in Houston, probably the best time of the year to go camping is like late February, March, maybe April before it gets too hot. So if I want to take my kids camping and do those things on the weekend with them, well, now I can't unless I'm working every day during the week and my coworker is working all the weekends so that I can be free to go do something else with my family on the weekends. And of course, he wants to be free. So, you know, this is one of those things for me, I have to consider, well, if I went to teach elementary school full time, well, I'm going to have to be there at, you know, 7:30 in the morning, and I can't leave until after dismissal at, you know, 3:30, 4 o'clock every day, because there's nobody to kind of pick up that slack or nobody to kind of do that same job as me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So did that factor into your decision at all? Because, of course, you said you didn't really have free time during the day, though, right?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, Todd.
Yeah. Yeah, not as much flexibility. I could sometimes, you know, I might have a period where I didn't have a sports medicine class where I could go home because I was about 15 minutes from work, which was nice. So I could do that a little bit, or I could run a quick errand. You know, you're still kind of pinned down where it's not like I could take a half day off too often. Usually if I had to take a half day off, it was like a half sick day, if you will, to make something happen.
All right, so Brandon, same deal. Are you factoring that morning block of time into your decision?
Yeah, and that's what's really hard, because to be honest, I mean, I am in my dream job. I mean, as a freshman in athletic training program, when we had to write down, you know, what do you want to do? You know, I mean, this was it. I have mornings where I can get things done. I can run errands. I have time to work out, spend time with my son. Last week, the little one was sick. So without my wife having to take a day off, without me having to take a day off, you know, I kept him until about 1 o'clock when I needed to go to work. And my wife, you know, she's a coordinator now at her school, so she can sneak out a little early. And you know, I keep trying to tell her if I switch jobs, it's really going to make things harder, you know, during the day. You know, right now our vacations line up essentially, you know, she's off for the summer. And of course things are a little slower around here in the summer. But you know, it's just when it's spring is when it gets really hard for her, because there's games, you know, three or four nights a week. And then like you were saying, almost I don't have a lot on Saturdays, but on the Saturdays where it's really busy, I end up getting pulled to cover something. And that's hard for her to understand, that I'm not covering my school, but I'm not spending time with my family. So, I mean, that's what's really hard about this decision for me is, I mean, this job really works well for me. But it's the family. It's the not seeing my kids in the evening. It's the when he starts playing sports, it's going to be hard to catch games or practices if I'm working in the evenings, you know, covering my games and practices. And so that's what weighs on me. It's not so much the athletic training commitment. It's the time missed with family.
Mm-hmm. So, Brandon, have you considered discussing with your boss, like restructuring the contract so that, you know, you only work events that are at that school rather than getting pulled for those weekends?
No, because to be honest, I mean, I'm at a smaller school. I don't have freshmen or JV of any sport except for football and basketball. So like in the spring, I have varsity girls and boys soccer, you know, varsity softball, varsity baseball, but I don't have freshmen and soft, you know, and JV. So, you know, I see it as occasionally I got to cover something on Saturday, but in the grand scheme of things, I have a good schedule, you know, and if I was to try and schedule something and say, hey, you know, I don't want to work weekends, I mean, I don't think that would fly, you know, when there's other bigger schools that are covering, you know, home events 5 days a week and then covering tournaments on the weekend, it's hard for me to go in and try and leverage that. I don't think that would fly very well.
I get you. So, again, one of the things we're doing here is we're keeping track of our hours, and more for maybe your wife, it can help her understand, say, hey, look, these are the hours I'm working and this is what I'm getting paid. You know, this is basically what I'm making an hour, so I'd have to find this other job making this an hour, giving me summers off. Well, I don't know do you have summers off there at the hospital?
Essentially, I mean, you know, we cover whatever's going on at your school. So summers usually slow down a little bit. Summers are more like football and basketball will kind of go in the morning. So I miss a little bit in the mornings, but I have all afternoon and usually evenings in the summertime free. So it's more time with family, but there's still stuff to cover, just not quite as intense. But yeah, and I have. I mean, I've showed her. We put our schedule. We use a computer system. We put our schedules, our events, and all that in the schedule. And then, you know, we're salaried, but, you know, that's what it comes down to, is when you're salaried and it shows that you're not quite working the amount of hours. You know, if you say, I don't want to cover something, but you're not working what you're getting paid for, then it, you know, that doesn't look good on you when you refuse to, you know, cover what you're getting paid to cover, mm-hmm. essentially.
Gotcha. All right. So Todd, not working at a high school, tell me, what is the best part of you switching jobs?
Definitely the flexibility. My middle school schedule is typically more through the week. And so because my son is involved in scouts, if we have a camp out, I'm definitely making that. I do work a few weekends occasionally for the district, but it's definitely better to have the flexibility to be able to say I cannot do it. I'm blessed because the district, they put emphasis on good sports medicine care, and so they want their middle schools to have that. And so when they found out that I could do it, they were like very excited about me helping them. And so that was the bonus, is just having very few weekends that I have to work. I'm not missing too. Occasionally I miss some of my kids' events just because, you know, I still work a little bit in the sports medicine world, but I'm making a lot of it. And I remember going to a SWATA convention up in Dallas, and there was a trainer that talked about staying in the high school system for a long time, and he had three daughters, and he broke down in tears because he realized he had spent so much time with his second family, which was his sports family, but he realized when it was all done that he had missed too many things of his daughters. And that probably stayed with me a long time. And I said, you know what, I can't get that time back. And I realized I should at least investigate it to see what was out there for me. And fortunately, you know, I feel blessed that it has. So
the best part about not working full-time in the high school is the freedom to attend events with your family. And that's initially what you were seeking anyways.
Correct. I knew I was never going to get that time back. And my workload wasn't changing. Even though we had I had an assistant trainer, we had two of us there. I kind of considered us co-trainers because we're all in it together. And my assistant was fabulous. We did work really well together. But I knew I still had the coverage to do, and you know, unless I didn't at least try it. I've actually had the district has been curious if I'd want to come back to the high school. And I said at this time, no, because my kids are still pretty active. So
maybe once they graduate from high school, they're in college doing their own thing, possibly.
You know, you never say never. You know, the other thing I'm looking at too, as I've gotten older, is, you know, your energy, you just realize your energy is a little bit less, and I'll have to cross that bridge. You know, do I have the energy to keep up with a 75-hour week? Because there are those weeks, especially during football season. So it's always on the table, so could be a yes or no answer on that one.
Okay. So what part do you miss the most about high school, Todd?
Probably the regular seeing the kids. Even though some of the middle school kids get to know my face and I get to know them a little bit, there's no doubt that you know every athlete on your campus, and you know, you kind of get to celebrate in their successes and their failures and their ups and their downs. And of course, the colleagues I worked with, we've had a really good coaching staff at Memorial High School. And probably the thing I missed the most in the beginning was the same guys that I worked with that respected me and knew me well, I knew them well. We still see each other at activities, but it's different. It's different. So, but now that I've been 8 years away, I guess every year away makes it easier. I mean, the kids that I knew last at Memorial High School are now gone. And, but in the beginning it was difficult. It was almost surreal because it's like, am I really doing this? Am I really leaving? Because I'd been there for 18 years. So yeah, it was an adjustment in the beginning.
Gotcha. All right. So Brandon, whenever I've mentioned this to my wife, possibly making a change, and she's like, well, would you be satisfied doing something else? So, you know, I think I don't know if I mentioned it on our Twitter conversation, but my uncle owns an appliance repair business. And within 10 years, he plans to retire. And he's going to have this business because he's a sole proprietor that is basically just going to, he's going to have to sell or it's going to die. And he makes good money. He gets to set his own schedule when he goes to repair appliances. And he's, you know, his daughter played club volleyball. His other daughter was in dance and things like that. And he was at most of those events that I saw, you know, he was always there and involved. And so for me, it's one of those like, man, but then at the same time, I have to consider, well, today I can go home early or, you know, next week I can come in late and drop my kids off at school and I don't have to be across town at a certain time at a certain appointment. In the summers, I get to have that here. I literally get 2 months off. I'd say literally, but almost a complete 2 months off. I'm, you know, broadcasting at some workshops and stuff like that. But yeah, that's kind of my decision. So I get that time off. I get most of Thanksgiving, most of Christmas, most of spring break off. So those kind of things all play into it. So what are some of the other things besides, I mean, I know you said this is your dream job, that the hour somewhere else might not be as flexible as far as, you know, your wife being off in the summer and you not being in the summer. What are some of the other things that are going into this decision for you?
I mean, you said it, that's the big one is, you know, I love being here. I've been at a school that's had a lot of turnover, whether it's coaches, teachers, administration. Like I said, I've been here 10 years and I think there's only maybe four other people in the building that have been here as long as I have, if not longer. So, I mean, I feel like a part of this school, which makes the decision, you know, even thinking about leaving even harder. You know, I've seen it when we had no fields to, you know, what we have now with every sport having their own field with lights and all that kind of thing, where when I was first here, there was none of that. And that does, I mean, those things all factor into it, that, you know, the time I would miss at home, you know, if I have another job, it's not going to have the flexibility as this. I'm not going to have the summers and the weekends. And the one thing I do think about, I know both of you guys were talking about having two athletic trainers. I unfortunately don't have that option. So if I have a home event, you know, it's hard to get out of. It's possible because I work with a hospital. So there's, you know, there's times when you can get somebody to cover for you. But, you know, you guys do this as well. You know, you feel like these are your kids. You know, it's hard for me to leave and let somebody else cover something where I'm like, well, I know them. I know the coach. I know my kids, you know. So it's really hard, you know, trying to think about options to do. I've talked with some guys about sales and some things like that to where I can still kind of use what I know. But, yeah, it's – There's so many positives, you know, when I think about switching, you know, more time with my family, you know, our schedules kind of gelling a little bit more. I'm at work at the same time she's at work, where instead of just kind of missing each other back and forth. But then I think about the times, you know, the vacations that we're allowed to make because, you know, my team may not play over spring break and we can go somewhere, or, you know, like you were saying, summers, our summer schedules are really good. And so we can go take week-long, you know, 2-week-long trips, and I'm not really missing anything. Whereas if I change jobs, I don't know if that's going to be possible anymore.
And then another thing is it's not, I mean, somewhat teaching is affected by the economy because, you know, a couple of years ago there was some teachers getting cut back and fired and things like that. But my brother-in-law, he's an engineer, works in with oil. Well, oil is really struggling right now. They've been letting people go, and I haven't really been concerned with being let go at all. That's another thing you have to consider is the stability of the job.
Yep, absolutely. And to be honest, that's the one thing I come back to a lot. You know, I've been in one organization at one school for 10 years. I know what's expected of me. I know what's required of me. You know, I know what it would take to lose this job. Whereas if I switch jobs, you know, even if I have a background in it, you know, I don't know how stable those jobs are going to be. You know, and the two guys that I've, two of the people I've kind of reached out to talk with, you know, haven't really been able to answer that question for me, because I guess that's one of those things you really don't know until you're in it. So yeah, that the stability is that's a big one when I think about changing jobs.
Yeah, so similar for me is I can consider the thing with my uncle. Well, if something were to happen to me, maybe I get my hand injured, you know, in an appliance. Well, now I can't fix an appliance and I can't provide for my family. Well, now did I, you know, all of that comes down to me. Whereas here, if I'm an athletic trainer, well, I can still do part of my job. You know, I can still go to the game. It may be limited or whatever, or maybe there's just somebody else, you know, I have the disability insurance and somebody else is there to take my place where it's not everything falling apart because of one injury. So definitely lots and lots of things to consider. Todd, would you make this same decision again now that you've been 8 years removed?
Yes, it has worked out. And I, you know, as we're all three talking, our scenarios are all a little bit different. But I've gotten to do some things that I have not been able to do if I'd stayed at the high school. Was it difficult to change? It was initially. At one point I thought, well, maybe there was no opening for me and I'd be at Memorial. You know, when I started investigating, I thought, well, this might be 5 years down the road before I find something for me. And it happened a little bit sooner than I thought. After about 2 years of, you know, researching and looking around and asking, you know, who needed someone for teaching, I was able to make it work. And so no regrets.
No regrets. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. All right. So, Brandon, if somebody is in your situation, what are some things that you might say to them to kind of talk them through, like where you are, or some advice you might have for them if someone's looking to make that change? And then the same question, someone is looking to make this change, what would you say to them, Todd? So I'm going to start with Brandon.
Kind of like Todd said, you know, look at your options. It's hard to jump, you know, it's hard to just flat out jump. And that's what, you know, I when I really, you know, probably about a year ago started thinking, okay, my sons are getting older. You know, I'm going to want to be at things. I'm going to get upset when I miss something. You know, I talked to people a little bit more and, you know, just kind of put it out there that, hey, you know, I'm interested in this. You know, I've been talking with a surgical sales rep a little bit. And it got, you know, this winter he called me and said, hey, we may have something opened up, and it got real. You know, I started thinking, oh my gosh, am I ready? Like if he calls me in February and says, hey, you know, we're looking for somebody, you've got the requirements, do you want in? I mean, it's, you know, I wasn't sure if I was ready to make that jump, but as I keep kind of, you just have to go back and forth and weigh the positives with the negatives, because there's going to be both with any switch. Mm-hmm. You know, especially with athletic training, a job where you get invested in where you're at and what you're doing, you know, it's not easy to just give it up. I mean, the hours are rough sometimes, but you know, when you see that kid get back on the field, or, you know, I've got a girl that was a cheerleader that tore ACL, that's about, you know, 11 months out, that's trying out for the dance team next week. I mean, I'm almost giddy to watch her try out, because she's worked so hard to get back to this point, and I'll miss that. So it's, yeah, just make sure you weigh all the options, because there's going to be, you know, positives and negatives, and, you know, make sure you take everything into account when you make the decision.
All right, Todd.
Advice, you know, because it's usually a family decision, you know, you do want to put all your cards on the table and with your wife, and start looking at what you can't get back. You know, I probably married later in life than a few people, and so I was able to get a lot of years under my belt. Brandon, maybe he's married a little bit sooner than me. But I still knew that, you know, if, you know, kind of take a step of faith that it's going to work out, which is hard to do. But I was lucky to stay in the same school district, so I was able to keep benefits going, and so that was a plus for me. If that can work out, it was very helpful. But definitely find out the positives and negatives. Without your spouse being involved, it's a little bit harder. So you got to be truthful to yourself. You know, what do you want to say about yourself in 15 or 20 years? And that helps too.
Which brings us right back to the title of this one, is Choosing Your Legacy, right? And I teach the Dave Ramsey course at my church, and one of the things that he continues to say that lots of people have said before him is, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. So if you want your story to be, he was an athletic trainer that came to work every day and did his work every day and worked hard and then went home and said hi to his family and went to sleep, well, then, you know, keep doing what you're doing. If you want it to be like this weekend, I'm taking my two older boys camping. We're going camping with actually the school because they have outdoor education. Well, for me, it's easy because I get to work my way into that. And so I'm still dealing with school stuff, but I'm taking my boys camping with me. So I'm investing time in them. And my goal is not to be an amazing athletic trainer. It's to make a difference where I am, but to start at home. And so this decision is very real, because am I able to make the most impact in my family by staying where I am in a consistent job where I have some flexibility in my schedule and summer's off because my kids are going to be in school. So this is something that, I don't know, it's definitely a good discussion. And there's, you know, you see all the time athletic trainers leaving because of burnout and stuff like that. And so, Brandon, I'm not sure, have you considered switching to a school where there maybe are two athletic trainers?
I've talked about that. You know, we had an open up last year in that situation. We may have one in the future. We cover a couple of big schools, and I just don't know. I mean, I know that two athletic trainers offers you a little bit more freedom. You know, somebody can cover late one night, somebody can cover late another night. But all I come back to is the spring, when you got four sports, you know, going on, and, you know, nobody's leaving early. You know, softball games are going late, baseball games are going late, and you're, you know, even though there's two of you, you're still stuck. So it's been an option, but like I mentioned earlier, the hardest thing for me is that I'm so invested here. Like, I feel if I'm gonna leave here, it needs to be for something else, not athletic training. You know, I feel if I'm going to be an athletic trainer, I want to continue where I'm at.
Gotcha. That's definitely something that has to weigh into it. You know, like my wife says, is the job satisfaction. Are you going to be satisfied with just going to somebody's house and fixing their appliance? Whereas here, yeah, I'm impacting my students' lives, my student athletes' lives. You know, I have kids coming back and saying, hey, you know, I'm doing athletic training, or hey, you know, I'm doing nursing school, or hey, I'm just being a stay-at-home mom, but I just want to come by and say, hey, well,
yeah,
my and as we're having this discussion about family, Brennan's three-year-old boy there, I'm impressed with the lack of interruptions that you've had.
He's done really well. I'm starting to lose it.
It's all right. We're just about to wrap up. So yeah, Brandon, I hope our conversation with Todd has helped you a little bit. And then Todd, I hope that you continue to have this conversation with people about, what is your legacy? What are you going to leave? You know, what's going to be on your tombstone? And do you want it to be father, husband, or do you want it to be athletic trainer? You know, so that's why on my Twitter, it always says follower of Christ, husband, father, and then athletic trainer and podcast host and that kind of stuff, because I want it to be in that order, and I do that to remind myself whenever I see that. So consider what your legacy is going to be. Listen to Todd's story, listen to Brandon's story, and maybe in a year or so we'll come back and revisit it and see how it all played out there for Brandon. So, all right, Todd, if somebody wants to contact you to find out more, to get some of these questions worked out or some of the other things, is there a way that they can do that?
Yeah, I could give them my email address if they start with that, and then if I could certainly give them a cell phone number if they're really serious about seeing how things worked out. My email address is twal steead7@gmail.com.
All right, I'm writing that down. Should already had that in there. All right, and Brandon, if somebody wants to kind of talk to you.
Yeah.
They just jump in your lap or something?
We're out by the tennis courts, and he's becoming a target here in a second.
Awesome. Man, I wish the video was working. I would, because then that'd be fun to watch.
I do, too.
All right, so Brandon, if someone wants to contact you to find out a little bit more about your story or how it played out for you, what's the best way to do that?
Email works great. It's bastrode, @gmail.com. Even sitting here talking with Todd, who, you know, obviously is extremely happy with his decision and things like that, it's, you know, as I'm talking, I'm, you know, for 1 minute I'm thinking, yes, I need to switch, and then the next minute I'm thinking, well, I'm currently at work with my three-year-old. There's not too many other jobs where that would fly, you know, and it makes that a hard decision still.
Yep. That can change as they change ages, and that's you know, you just kind of know at a certain point. It's like, well, I think if I can find a better fit, because now they're this age, that comes into play too. So I certainly know where Brandon's coming from.
So, all right, great conversation. I'm going to wrap it up. I know Todd's got to eat lunch. Brandon's got to get pegged with some tennis balls. So great conversation, and I really hope Brandon I hope it works out well for you either way you choose. And then Todd, again, thanks for sharing the wisdom. Both of you guys, make sure you sign up sportshealth.com/SMB. Again, sportshealth.com/SMB. Using the March keyword is Bubba. So my friend Bubba Wilson, he is the keyword for March. And then you can be entered to win a $50 gift card from School Health. And then Brandon, if you're at the high school, you may look at my friend Robbie. He has Frio Hydration.
I've checked that out. We are probably pretty close to being in the market for some of those items. So I thought about that the other day after you emailed me.
Oh yeah, I'll have to, once I get mine, it should be in the next couple of weeks. Maybe we can do a little conference call or a video chat or something, and we can check it out together. So Todd, I don't figure you're going to be buying any hydration stations or hydration units anytime soon, huh?
Probably not.
All right. Well, I'm going to be broadcasting live at SPATS, which is South Padre Athletic Trainer Seminar. If, you know, you want to go down to the beach, then maybe I can meet up with you guys there too. Then Memorial Hermann has a sports medicine update. Great conference. I love doing it. I love being there. And so my friend Bob Marley, he runs that. I am Jeremy Jackson, host of the Sports Medicine Broadcast. Again, this is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/legacy, where we're talking about leaving a legacy, choosing your legacy, whether it's by quitting or staying with athletic training, doing what's best for the end. What is your legacy? So if you want to find me on Twitter, PHS Sports Med, and that is a wrap.